95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, and Morning Hog Happy Hour time. Riggs and Guy Brew Review, Josh Amelia, socially distant at SR Prod headquarters. Good hot summer Friday to you guys. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
We're sweaty, honestly. I walked out to my car and my keys burst into flames. That happened.
That sounds about right.
Just now. So I put them out with water and because I did not want to use one of these tasty craft beers that you have dropped off for us. What are we getting into today?
So we got some good summertime beers. We got two from Shiner and two from Fat Point, which we'll talk about a little bit more.
Okay. So the Shiner cans, I've never had either one of these beers, so I'm very excited to get into Shiner Brew. Which one are we starting with?
So ironically, I've never had either one of these beers either.
Oh, this is
so
great.
I'm excited to try these. So we're going to start off with their Texas Ruby Red Grapefruit.
Yes.
All right. Ruby Red Grapefruit.
Yeah, it's called Ruby Redbird.
This won't shock you, but I've never intentionally eaten a grapefruit. Yet, I seem to like grapefruit flavor in beer. So I feel like this will be right up my alley.
So one of the cool things about this is it's 95 calories.
Yeah, you get the grapefruit right up front, too, the nose.
Yep, 3.1 carbs, obviously zero fat.
Okay.
But it is made with ginger and grapefruit, both real ingredients on it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That's nice. Yeah. Very refreshing.
It reminds me almost of a ginger beer with grapefruit.
Okay, I get that.
I could almost make like a Moscow Mule version, but like a grapefruit version.
I'm good with that,
beer.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a very light and crisp beer.
It's very good. I like
it's
that.
It's not overpowering or anything like that. The flavors are definitely there, but they're not palate wrecking or anything like that.
You know, and Shiner, too, I forget that, we talk about some of the other crafts that have that kind of common, there's a common flavor, even though there's varying types of beers, there's a common flavor. I feel like Shiner's got that as well, just Shiner base.
Absolutely. Do you guys remember where Shiner is based out of?
Texas.
Correct.
Oh! Guy. All right, Guy, you're in control of the board.
Thank you.
I'll let him choose the next beer.
You're in control of the beers. What is next? Oh, look, there's another Shiner.
It's the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime.
On the box, this actually says all dressed up for summer.
Okay. Nice. And what is contained in this tasty can other than the obvious?
The obvious.
Good. Sea Salt and Lime. Now, I was recently in, I was in the ocean all weekend and then a couple times this week, and I got, my head is full of ocean water already. Still, I can't get the water out of my ears. So I feel like this is going to fit right into my palate.
So this one is a summer seasonal, obviously. The Ruby Redbird is a full-time beer. You can find those in the public sets. So if you see the sea salt and lime out there, grab it. There's not a whole bunch of it out there. So it smells nice.
Okay, I'm going to grab it right now. Well, I'll wait for the commercial.
Okay.
Wow, that's really good. Holy cow.
It tastes nice. That's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The lime is very prominent. It's almost like you squeezed a lime in there, like kind of like you would do with a Corona. Very similar flavor. 4% alcohol in this, so easy drinking.
You can have a good long day.
9 IBUs, so no bitterness. Just easy drinking, especially for the summer.
You know, I don't expect you to have an answer to this, but I don't know what the difference is between like a normal table salt or like a salt mine and then the sea salt, but I do prefer the sea salt in any scenario.
I agree with you.
I think it's the mineral content.
Amelia, look at that, a mineral content. Okay, I write that down, mineral content.
Pull up the Wikipedia.
No, of course not. You guys are the experts. We're just fishing through here. But that is very tasty. Shiner has done a good job of having some very light and refreshing beers right there to start us off with. I see a couple big boy cans coming up on the other side. Stick around. It's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Summer Crafts is what we're tasting. We'll give you more flavors up next on the 95.7 The Hog.